Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam back with another episode of the Complete Circle podcast. So today we're talking about healing your relationship with yourself. I know for a lot of y'all that hit deep, because thinking about healing a relationship with a family member, a friend, a significant other, whoever else you want to think about, honestly, for me personally, is easier than thinking about mending a relationship with myself. It is hard. And probably one of the hardest relationships to heal. Because for me personally, I've always found it just so much easier to forgive other people, give them grace, understanding, kindness, whatever it is. And yet when it comes to myself, it's always been a battle, such a battle. And I just keep thinking, like, well, why is that? Why are we so much harder on ourselves than others? Why are we so much harder on ourselves than God is on us? We continuously let guilt, shame, regret, past mistakes, whatever it may be, eat us alive and hinder our relationship with God and our growth in various aspects. We dwell and stay in a place that's just not serving us. And let me tell y'all, that's not what God wants for us. Not at all. Okay? So it's, how do we move to a place of healing that relationship with ourselves so that we can stop being our own blessing blockers and stop standing in our own way? The first step is building that self-awareness. Let me tell y'all something about self-awareness. It is key. Self-awareness will get you so far in life, no matter what the situation, circumstance, whatever it may be. If you don't have self-awareness, you don't have a starting place. When you become more self-aware, you start paying closer attention to your emotions and your behaviors and your feelings. And that's when you're able to become more aware of yourself and you're able to better identify the places in which you have not healed. You know where you lack in loving yourself, where that shame, guilt, and regret is showing up, and now you're able to be more honest with yourself. And I know that y'all heard, honesty is the best policy, and honesty in any relationship is always key. If you cannot be honest, there's no foundation to build on. So the first step is also being honest with yourself in that self-awareness. The first step to healing anything, especially a relationship with yourself, is being aware that you even have healing to do in the first place. You cannot change what you are choosing to avoid or run away from or ignore. You can't keep lying to yourself. You can't keep telling yourself that you're okay and just trying to, you know, throw these feelings and behaviors and emotions to the wayside, because at the end of the day, you're only doing yourself more harm than you are doing good. So self-awareness. And as a mental health counselor and in psychology, self-awareness is a big, big, big topic that is a must. And so I have to emphasize it. I have to go hard about it because I need y'all to get it and I need y'all to drill it in and understand that it is necessary. It is essential, not even just in healing yourself, but just going through life in general. And so I also have some verses to back up these practical steps to healing your relationship with yourself. So first verse is Proverbs 14, verse 9. And it says, "Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation." So to be self-aware is to grow in wisdom, which begins the healing process and positions you to move forward in doing so. Self-awareness gives you clarity. Self-awareness gives you wisdom. Self-awareness gives you knowledge, and it opens you up to actually see things for what they are and not what you want them to be, which is so important. And another verse is 1 Timothy 4 verse 16, which reads, "Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of others. Your self-awareness in healing your relationship with yourself is directly connected to walking righteously and blessing those around you. If you don't have self-awareness for yourself, if you don't have that self-awareness in healing your relationship with yourself, you can't really walk in alignment. You can't really walk righteously, and you can't be a blessing to those around you because you can't see what's right in front of you in yourself. How are you going to see that in others? And how are you going to be wise enough and honest enough to be able to be used, to be able to work for God's kingdom and do what you're called to do? So understand that. This is so important. So, so important. I cannot emphasize it enough. Step two is self-acceptance. We cannot begin to heal and move forward until we acknowledge it and accept it. Now, hear me loud and clear, y'all. This does not mean that you are accepting it and not doing anything about it. And it does not necessarily mean that you agree with it. But what it means is that you are accepting your starting point and where you're working from. You realize that you cannot change what has happened, but you can change the things that make it hard to move towards healing. And you understand that they've happened and now you're in this place, but you stop letting the past and what you cannot change hurt your present circumstance. And it's through these experiences that you are able to see where you are not whole, where you've been deeply wounded, and the places within yourself that you have not fully surrendered to God. You accept that you're not perfect and that you need to heal, and you begin the process embracing it for all it is. And you're also learning to accept all that you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, and embracing that you are a work in progress. You are seeing yourself as God sees you. Ooh, y'all. The part about understanding that these experiences are the ones that have shown you where you need to heal, that is so relatable to me. There are some things that I have had to go through, emphasis on had to go through, because if not for those experiences, if not for those situations, honestly, I myself would have never realized where it is that I was really hurt and where it is that I really need to focus on healing from. And those were the same situations and experiences that I thank God for, as crazy as it sounds, because I know if not for those situations, if not for those circumstances, I would never be as far as I am today in my journey of healing. I would have never been able to be honest with myself and take a step back and have that self-awareness, like, wait, Sam, something right here ain't right. And it's like, as much as I would have wanted to blame it on the other person and say that it's their fault and have them take full responsibility, I needed to be honest with myself first and say, like, okay, this situation definitely took two people, but what part did I play in it? Where did I not see what was hurting me? Where did I not see how I was projecting and reflecting that onto the other person and blaming them for things that they had no business and no part of? And it's through that process as well that I've come to realize that, you know, that self-acceptance piece, it's hard. I'm not even going to sit here and tell y'all this is an easy second step, but it's a part of the process and it's a part of the journey that requires you really looking at yourself and who you are and what you've been through and where you're at right now, because no one is perfect. Not a single person, okay? Not a single person. We all have our flaws. We all have our shortcomings. We all have our areas in which we lack and things that we struggle with. But that does not mean that God doesn't love you. That does not mean that you are any less than. Doesn't mean that you are not as valuable or as worthy because of that. It just means that no matter what you do, you understand that you'll never be perfect, but that's okay. Because everyone is a work in progress and everyone is, you know, going through their own journey and their own process. And it's important to embrace that, not just even for yourself, but just for others too, to also see where they're coming from and what they're going through. So that part is very, 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 very important, y'all. And again, I have some verses. So Psalm 159, oh, my apologies, y'all. 139 verse 14 reads, I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. That verse says it all. We are, let me say it loud and clear so y'all hear me. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Period. Period. Okay? God fearfully and wonderfully made every single one of us. And what God makes is always wonderful. And he is always pleased with his work. So if he accepts us for all that we are, flaws and all, imperfections and all, failures and all, shortcomings and all, who are we to not accept ourselves? Who are we to not embrace who God has created us to be? If God sees you as a fearfully and wonderfully made masterpiece created by his own hands, who are you to not see that in yourself? Who said you had to be perfect? Who said you had to have it all together? Who said that you weren't allowed to make mistakes? Who said those things? If you can point me to the person who said that, I'd like to have a conversation with them. Because nowhere in the good book of the Bible did it ever say that we were created to be perfect beings. As a matter of fact, throughout the book of the Bible, it is acknowledged that we are actually far from that. And there are plenty of examples of that. But in all of those situations and circumstances, it was the aspect of understanding that we are who we are. We do what we do. But at the end of the day, that doesn't define us. So self-acceptance, like I said, it's not like you're gung-ho about, you know, everything, but it just means that you embrace it, that you welcome it, and that you know that this is a journey and this is a process. And that's that on that. Now, number three is self-love. When we become self-aware and self-accepting, we can then love ourselves, flaws and all, with all that has hurt us, being broken, in need of healing, lacking, etc. Just because you are still healing, just because you're not whole, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't love yourself. Even in all our flaws and sinful ways, as we are growing and healing, God still chooses us and loves us. And he wants us to look at ourselves in the same exact way. When you begin to love yourself, you transform from the inside out. You begin to be more kind to yourself. You begin to be more gracious to yourself, more patient. And healing goes from being frustrating, goes from being a burden, goes from being hard to something beautiful and necessary and so worth it. Your perspective changes and your attitude shifts. You cannot begin to love anyone else if you do not show yourself love first. And that's on period. Support yourself, care about yourself, and embrace who you are as you heal to become a more beautiful version of yourself. Celebrate yourself and know that you are enough. Because when you love yourself, you do better for yourself. When you love yourself, you do better for yourself. That is a very important statement. And I need y'all to understand You cannot, emphasis on cannot and will not, let me say that too, be able to love someone else fully, genuinely, and wholeheartedly until you learn to love who you see when you look in the mirror. And the journey to loving yourself and healing is hard. It's frustrating. It is not easy. But nobody ever said it was gonna be. But when you start to love yourself and you start to look in the mirror and you start to see someone who is on their way to being better, it changes everything. Because healing, it's not easy to begin with. But when you start to love yourself through the process, oh, it's a game changer. Because now you're like, okay, I know that I'm in the process of healing, and I know that I'm in the process of doing something better for myself, but it's okay to love who you are now. Because like I said before, we're all a work in progress, and every chapter, every step, every journey is going to bring something different in you, and it's going to change you. And even in the midst of you not being perfect and having flaws and all these other things, you can still look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, hey, I love you. Like, you, okay, like, you know, like, I love you. And it's okay to love yourself. I think there's a negative connotation with even, like, loving yourself. It's like, oh, she's cocky, or oh, she's conceited, or oh, all these things that, you know, people say when they look at someone who actually genuinely loves themselves. And it's like, no, it don't even gotta be like that. It's literally just saying like, hey, you know, I am who I am. I'm at where I'm at, and I still love that, and that's okay, and that's fine. So verses are Ephesians 5 verse 29. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, just as Christ does the church. That verse is important because, like I said before, if God looked at you and said, this is good, I am pleased, I love her, I love him, why would you think that it's okay for you to hate yourself? Why would you think that it's okay to not love who you are? Nourish and cherish yourself because you deserve it. And the next verse is John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This verse is really, really important because when people read it, I think they think like, okay, well, I have to, you know, love other people the way that God loves me. Okay, cool. What does that mean? You cannot keep this commandment if you don't love yourself, like I said before. So in order for you can only love someone the way that you love you. You can only give to someone what you have given to yourself first. So if you haven't given yourself that love first, and if you don't love you first, then you can't love other people, because you'll only reflect on them what you have for you. So understand that this verse really doesn't mean anything if you haven't really learned to fully, genuinely, wholeheartedly love you first, so that you can love others the way that you love you, and then the way that God loves you. Because the way God loves you is the way you should love yourself, and that should be a reflection and translated to others. So just remember that God loves you. You should love you the way God loves you. and then you should love others the way that God loves you, that you love yourself. Hope that makes sense. Write it down and don't forget it. The third way, self-care. Yeah, I know. We hear this all the time. But I don't mean it in the way that everyone else may say it. When I say this, and hear me very, very clear, I mean taking care of your soul. Yes, your soul, the deepest depths of who you are. Taking care of your wounds and tending to them and feeding your spirit with God and His Word, spending time nourishing your heart. Because with this comes surrender, surrendering to God. That's caring for yourself. When you care about your healing, you know that it's not something that you could ever do on your own. You care enough about yourself to do better by yourself. Let me say that again. You care enough about yourself to do better by yourself. That, y'all, is self-care. Caring about yourself. Not covering up what's ugly on the inside, what's broken on the inside, with freshly done nails, new clothes, and a fresh hairstyle. No. It's digging deep. Real, real deep. And spending time with yourself and giving it all to God. Sitting in the uncomfortable feelings that come with healing. You care about yourself to know that this is the only way to truly heal within yourself. And that's on period. I really hope that y'all heard that section loud and clear. Because this term self-care gets thrown around every which way. And a lot of the time, it's a very surface level self-care. Like, oh yeah, run yourself a nice bubble bath, go get your nails done, treat yourself. With all these outside surface things. But treating yourself means that you're doing the real hard work on the inside so that that can then reflect on the outside. Because it's the same idea. You take a pile of garbage, it smells, it's dirty, it's ugly, and then you just put a cherry on top of it and say, oh wow, you know, it looks so much better now. It smells really good. No, it's still the same stank pile of garbage, you just put a cherry on top of it. That didn't change anything. It certainly didn't cover anything up. But for some reason, you feel better because you put a cherry on top of the garbage. Sounds real stupid, doesn't it? Yeah, I agree. That's why self-care isn't just focusing on the outside and making yourself look pretty or good on the outside. It's about doing the same thing on the inside. And that goes back to being self-aware, being self-accepted. Because when you become self-aware and you accept you for what you are, you realize that you gotta do more of that tending and intentional focus and work on what's deep, deep inside you, to your soul, to your heart. That is real self-care. So I don't want to hear any more of that treat yourself and that self-care. Yeah, treat yourself right by tending to your deep, deeply wounded self. That is how you know you care about yourself. That is how you show yourself self-care. So the first verse is 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? That is also really important to know because we are also God's temple, our body, is God's temple. And His Spirit lives in every single one of us. And so if you really sit there and you think like, whoa, my body, is not just mine. It's also God's. And His Spirit lives in me. Now, if you thought about that, wouldn't you say, like, whoa, I gotta let me do what I gotta do. Let me tend to this soul and this heart right here, because it's important. It's a dwelling place. It's an important place. It's a place that matters. It's a place that deserves the utmost care and the utmost tending to. That's a game changer, right? So understand that self-care is important. Yes, yes, it is so important. But the right self-care is just as important. And that's not to say, y'all, let me tell y'all, it's not to say that all that other stuff is not taking care of yourself as well, because a lot of people, that is what self-care is to them. But in connection to that, it's also very important that you do the inside work too. They need to go hand in hand, because you can't just look good on the outside and not be good on the inside. So let's get that together. Luke 5, verse 16, but Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. The part about sitting in the uncomfortable feelings and spending time by yourself, that is so important too. Because self-care is also understanding that you sometimes need to withdraw from people and things and places and go within yourself and spend intentional time by yourself with God. Because that is the time where you're going to become the most self-aware and see and feel and know where you need to tend to and what you need to focus on. Because a lot of the time, if you don't give yourself that time alone, you're distracted. There's too much noise. There's too many things going on and you can't focus. So it's definitely, definitely important that sometimes you take that moment or two or however many you need to really get in tune with yourself and get in tune with God, so that you can begin to see what you need to. The next verse is Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That right there, in your time of isolation, makes it all clear. He says, come to him, give him your burdens, give him this journey of self-healing, give him, you know, this the burdens, the hurt, everything. But you can only do that when you withdraw and when you go and you spend that time alone. You can give him the burdens, you can give him what's heavy and holding you down, and he's willing to take it on for you. So it's important to know that this journey with healing your relationship with yourself is not one that you have to go alone at all. Because first and foremost, God is there. And he always will be. And so in closing, I want to emphasize a few things. Number one, therapy. Yes, I know that's a scary word for a lot of people. But honestly, therapy has been such a huge part of my healing and my working through things that I struggled to work through, and it has done me so much good. And I think that's the part of being honest with yourself as well. Like, sometimes you just need to call a therapist. Sometimes you just need to to be real with yourself and say, like, I gotta go talk to somebody. And I'm not talking about your friends, your family, people that are biased and have opinions and have no problem putting those on you. No, I mean an unbiased, non-judgmental, safe space where you can unload and have someone speak to you subjectively and not because they have their own agenda or their own opinion on what's going on in your life. So if you need it, don't hesitate. I know there's such a stigma and there's such a negative idea, but honestly, take it from me, it is such a huge, huge help. And therapists are here for a reason, so use them. Use them. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that, again, you love yourself enough to know that this is something that you need to incorporate in your journey of self-healing. And that's okay. And it may not be for everyone, but for those of you that it is for, it's okay. And another thing that really helped me personally when I was doing, you know, my therapy, and this is probably one of the best things that has ever been given to me as a tool to use, because this is what I used to work through some of those relationships and situations that I was healing from. So it's a 4-part basically assignment, but don't really think about it like that. The first part is apology statements. So you sit down, right? Your notebook, notepad, your phone, whatever is more convenient for you. And you write down statements of apologies. So for example, if you're doing this within your healing your relationship with yourself, you're writing apology statements to you. So let's say, for example, Samantha, I'm sorry for neglecting you. I'm sorry for not paying closer attention to the pain that you were going through. I'm sorry for avoiding the hurt and prolonging the pain. You know, just examples like that of things that you want to apologize to yourself for. Now, after you've written your apology statements, you write statements of forgiveness. So for all of those apologies you wrote, you'll in turn write a statement saying, I forgive me for neglecting you. I forgive me for avoiding the pain and the hurt. I forgive me for not doing what I needed to do to better take care of myself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you write forgiveness statements for all of the apology statements that you've written. 3, after you've done the forgiveness, you write unsaid emotional statements. So these are things that you've wanted to say to yourself that you've never said to yourself, or things that you even struggle to accept or that you struggle to say to yourself because maybe you're just not there yet. So for example, this could be, I love me, or you're doing great, or you're not perfect, but you're working every day to be better. And I admire that. So it could even be affirmations. So those were examples of affirmations, but anything that holds emotional weight, whether that be, you know, affirmations or maybe just things that you've thought about yourself for so long, like, you know, I know that for so long I've thought that I'm not worth it. I'm not valuable, but I want to work on believing otherwise. That's another example. So it really could be anything you want it to be, anything that you feel is right that you needed to say to yourself. And finally, write a letter. So after you've written all the apology statements, all the forgiveness statements, and the unsaid emotional statements, now you take all of that and you write yourself a letter. Write yourself a letter with those apologies. Write yourself a letter saying that you've forgiven yourself. Write yourself a letter saying all those things that you've not said to yourself. And tie it all together. And then after you've written that letter, read it. Read it honestly and genuinely and wholeheartedly to yourself. And believe what you've written. and start working towards, even if in that moment you're not there yet, start working towards believing those things. Start working towards forgiving yourself. Start working towards apologizing to yourself for things that you have struggled to forgive yourself for. Start somewhere. Maybe you're not in the place yet of writing forgiveness statements. Maybe you want to say instead, I want to forgive me for doing XYZ. I want to be able to forgive me for da-da-da-da, whatever. But start somewhere, because it's better than not starting at all. And like I said at the very beginning, this is not easy. Healing in general is not easy. Please hear me when I say it's not easy. And I know that y'all know that it's not easy. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And nothing worth having or doing is ever gonna be easy. And it's not gonna feel good. And it's not always gonna be good times. But you're gonna come out on the other side and you're gonna be like, wow, I don't even recognize that old person right there. But it takes time, and it takes patience, and it takes being kind to yourself, and it takes being gracious towards yourself, and doing the work that you have to do, because it's gonna take work. And no matter how hard it gets, no matter how easy it is to give up, to avoid it, to ignore it, don't. Because like I said, you're only gonna harm yourself more in the long run. And you're gonna end up being so much worse than you were when you started. So yeah, y'all, that's what I have for you today. And I really hope that this spoke to someone. I hope that these suggestions at the end can help somebody. I really wanna hear, you know, if you do incorporate this, if this is something that you do use, or, you know, this is a podcast that you do reference to start your journey, let me know. I really wanna hear. And I hope that this was a blessing. I hope that, you know, y'all got some gems or whatever. And I hope that y'all stay blessed and stay beautiful.